time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the executive director of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center here in Carbon County. And it's getting close to back to school, and they always have a great deal that goes on. They do a back to school giveaway almost. You know, you get school supplies, if you need clothing, those kinds of things. They do this for the entire community if it's necessary and if you need it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the things that they need. And once again, it is getting closer. Shelley, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about this clothing drive. We talked the last time you came in. I mean, it's been going on as long as I can remember.
Oh, yeah. I've been at the center for almost 18 years, and it was happening well before my time.
And, you know, and yeah, you give away things like, you know, school supplies, backpacks, things like that. But then you also have gently used clothing and things of that nature. And, you know, we talked all the time about how, you know, a lot of people, before they go school clothes shopping, clean out those closets.
Yes.
And so if you've got them, they're gently used, go ahead and bring those to the Children's Justice Center. But you've got a lot of clothing right now.
We do have quite a bit of clothing, Dave, but we are running low on backpacks and school supplies.
And the great thing about this is, we were talking before I came on the air, is the fact that, you know, it seems like every ad that I look at now, school supplies are on sale. So people are going to be out there buying them, right?
Yep, for sure.
So the best thing to do, if you see something, are there like specific things that you guys want?
We are low on backpacks, everything from elementary to secondary school. We are low on college ruled notebooks. We have a lot of pens and pencils, but we are low. We need pretty much everything, folders, notebooks, and backpacks.
So if you're out and about and you see them and they're on a great deal, buy an extra couple of them, take them on out to the Children's Justice Center, and they will distribute them as needed, because this is one of those things that, you know, we wish we didn't have to do this in the area, don't we?
Right, right. And Dave, in the past, we usually serve about 175 kiddos, and we usually have about 25 to 30 backpacks left over to start the next year. I don't even know if we have 10 to start this year, because we served about 170 kids last year.
And was it last year that it was at the event center?
Yes.
Is it going to be at the event center again this year?
Yes, it is.
Works out pretty well there.
It does. It gives us a way to really lay our stuff out, and then we don't have to worry about the rain.
Right. And then in the past couple of years, because of COVID and whatnot, you've been asking for people to just kind of call and sign up for a time. Are we doing that this year?
Just first come, first serve. We are not going to be requiring appointments.
Okay, and when is this going to go down?
August 10th and 11th.
So that's Wednesday, Thursday, right?
Wednesday and Thursday of next week, and it'll run from 9 to 4.
Okay, so if you need these kinds of things, they are available. You can get out there. You can make sure that, you know, they have what they need to get back to school. We know they don't want to go back to school.
No. We do require you, though, to bring your kids.
Mm-hmm. Let them come. And that's a great thing. Let them come and choose what, you know,
choose
what they
want
to wear, what they want their backpacks to look like, those kinds of things. And I think that that's really important.
Yes.
Because it gives them a sense of, this is mine kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yes.
So it gives them that sense. So once again, if you are out there and you're out and about in stores and you see school supplies are on sale, because they are right now, they're on sale everywhere. It happens this time of year. Grab a couple of extra notebooks. Grab, you know, some folders. If you can find a good deal on a backpack, grab a backpack or two and take it out and give them to the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. Now, if people want to drop these off, I know you guys have set hours that you're there, but you also have a spot that's there that you can drop them off as well?
Yes. So after 5 o'clock, after 5 o'clock and on weekends, we have a shed marked donation on it, and there's two windows. You can just open up the two wooden windows and drop your items in there, or you can wait during our operating hours and bring it to the front door.
So very simple. Once again, it is a back-to-school clothing and supply drive. If you've got a child out there that's in need, go ahead, bring them with you out to Carbon County Event Center.
Yes.
So that'll be from 9 to 4 out there on those days. And yeah, just make sure you, if you need anything or anything like that, get out there and make sure your kiddos are taken care of and ready to go back to school. Now, if anybody's got questions, what do they need to do? Can they get a hold of you?
Yes, they can call the center at 435-636-3739 and dial extension 1.
All right. Shelley Wright, the Executive Director of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center here in Carbon County. Thank you so much for doing this, and thanks for coming in and talking to us about it.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.